Oh my, here we are. Here we are on this glorious day, Mr. Finney. We're back with another Matted Shenanigans. Guys, welcome back. Grateful to have you all listening. We've had a blast so far, and we definitely continue to do so. Well, Finney, I think today we need to really hit on the Venom trailer. I was super excited. Like, a lot of people gave the first movie a lot of shit, and I don't agree with it. I thought the first movie was good. It was not great, but I thought it was good.
Agreed. I mean,
Tom Hardy, like, you and I are both big fans of Tom Hardy, you know? So, I mean, I'm so excited. Of course, Woody Harrelson is just Cassidy. Like, come on, man. Come on. Are you kidding me?
I agree. I think I was excited with the first one, especially at the end when you saw Woody Harrelson with curly red hair, because you knew he was playing mm-hmm. Carnage. Like, you just knew it. And to me, right. It was like, oh, man, Natural Born Killers. If he brought that personality into Carnage, like, yes. I'm like, that's a perfect casting. Like, yes. I agree with you. Tom Hardy, I was a little like, really, Tom Hardy for Venom? But then when I saw it, I'm like, no, this is good. And I liked where they took it, because it was different. It was edgier. It wasn't the PG-13. Yep. Like, I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. I'm excited for the next one.
Oh, I agree with you. I am too, man. I'm really excited. I mean, you know, just to touch on Woody Harrelson, like, I think you're right with that Natural Born Killers type mentality for this role. I mean, Cletus Cassidy is one of the most brutal killers. I think that the MCU, well, I can't even call it MCU at this point. We don't know if it's going to be connected to the MCU or not. In Marvel history, I feel he's probably one of the more, if not the most brutal killer in all of the Marvel comics, in my opinion. I mean, Punisher really had to, but I think, I mean, just the sheer brutality and bloodshed that he leaves in his wake is pretty amazing.
I would agree. I think there's very few Marvel characters that are as brutal as he is. Like, just the senseless chaos and right. violence that he brings. Like, Carnage is just like, I mean, it's just such an uncontrollable character, right? Just
yep.
senseless chaos. And I think that's really what's exciting, is because, like, bringing that alive, you know, they've got brutal, they've got brutal and kind of gory or bloody characters. You know, you look at Blade, very edgy. Look at, like, Ghost Rider and what it yep. could be. You look at The Punisher, yep. always a brutal story. And look at Deadpool. But to me, Carnage takes everything to a whole new level, and it really brings you inside of the mind of the psychopath. And I feel like, and correct me if you feel differently, but I really feel like Carnage is Marvel's version of the Joker. The insane, twisted mind that you don't know where it's going.
That's an interesting point. I want to disagree with you, because, I mean, you know that I love the Joker.
Yeah, I don't think on that scale, but I think it's the closest as far as how twisted the Joker's mind could be. I really feel like, outside of yes. Carnage, and the, like, the Joker will do things just to do them, right? And I feel like Carnage is right. the same way. Like, oh, I'm just gonna, oh, this guy right here, boom, head chopped off, don't care. Like, didn't do anything, yeah. just, there's no point to it. Like, you know, like, I feel like it has that same, just that same presence. I feel like that's the closest thing that we have in the Marvel
yep,
universe.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And I think they're, you know, they're obviously two different, you know, I feel like the Joker's a little bit more methodical.
Yes.
And in his thought process, whereas, you know, Carnage, just Carnage, you know, just brutal. He's just straight brutal. So I do agree with you in a sense, but I think there's a line there too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, man. I'm really excited. There were some Easter eggs in this one.
Let's get into some of those Easter eggs.
Say that one more time.
I said, let's get into some of those Easter eggs.
Yeah, well, the two that I noticed, one was the Daily Bugle. It was the Daily Bugle, I think, and what, from what I've read, I'm correct, but from Sam Raimi, Spider-Man, right? Because at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, J. Jonah Jameson is running almost like an internet blog or whatever it is. It's an internet-based newspaper. It's not the physical newspaper anymore. So I'm wondering if this is going to tie us into an older Spider-Verse or if we're going to see, you know, I'm just curious as to how it's going to tie in. And there was a pretty cool Stan Lee Easter egg in there too, that you really had to look for. And I actually found that one online. I didn't see it myself, but I guess Stan Lee's picture is on a newspaper because obviously Stan is not with us anymore, but you know, they're just trying to keep him alive in the Marvel universe, which I think is the right thing to do.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool. That they're paying homage and honoring Stan Lee for, I mean, without Stan Lee, we wouldn't have Marvel. I think it's interesting, though, you brought up, like, the Easter eggs of J. Jonah Jameson because, you know, there's been a lot about the confirming of Tobey Maguire and, like, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man and, like, Dr. Octavius apparently has signed on. And then you also have Andrew Garfield is playing in this new Spider-Man. And it's going to be a multiverse. So at what point...
He came... I'll tell you, I don't mean to interrupt, but Andrew Garfield came out and said, I'm not doing it. I never got a phone call. So
did he?
I don't know. Like either he's tight lipped or he's not in it.
I heard he played a cameo, but maybe he didn't. Maybe it wasn't him. I heard he played like a small cameo. Yeah. Like he's not majorly in it. And again, all this is rumors, like speculation, and this always happens. Like, so we're probably wrong on like half this stuff right now. But, I do know that Jamie Foxx is playing the Electro in it. Like that was confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I think the original Doc Ock. I can't remember his name.
He's the one from the Sam Raimi movies. Yeah.
Right. Oh shit! In fact, check that. We talk.
If I drank enough wine, I'll probably remember.
but the thing that I heard was that Willem Dafoe may return as the Green Goblin, which would be fucking dope. That would be. I would love that. I thought it was great.
Well, we definitely know it's not going to be Franco because James Franco is in a lot of. Trouble for how he's treated people on movies and sets and some of his demeanor and people are distancing themselves from him right now. So definitely know he's not going to be in any of the movies. So like,
right.
That eliminates like the Hobgoblin. So it's either going to be the Green Goblin from the Raimi movies, or it's got to be the Hobgoblin from the Amazing Spider-Man series with Andrew Garfield, or they go a different route. So I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't bring in Dafoe.
Yep. Yeah, I think it would be Alfred Molina is the name I was trying to think of. So all you Marvelites out there can crucify me later. I couldn't remember his name, but I think it was a Doc Ock as well. I think that brings us just back to Venom, right? Like where are they going to take us? Are they to move it toward the MCU? You know, because I've read, that Andy Serkis, who's the director, has come out and said that there's no MCU ties in Venom 2. So it's kind of its own little universe, if you will. But I can't see that. Like, I feel like we're going to see Spider-Man and Venom cross paths at some point in MCU, I think. I would hope that.
But, I don't know. I wonder if that's part of the tight lip stuff, because Sony did just strike a deal with Netflix, and the rumor is to that is after that Netflix period, Spider-Man and all of it goes back to the MCU, and it goes back to Disney. So it'll be reunited. And so, and that's the final piece. That's the final holdout for Disney gaining the entire MCU. So I would have to think that if Venom is going to be a part of the Netflix stuff, which supposedly it's tied into that Sony deal, and there's things that are going to happen with
it is.
I mean, at that point, it has to be somewhere. They have to be setting it up for at least to tie in at some point, I would think. I mean, it just doesn't make sense for them to go through all this work of what they're doing just to have it become another Fox X-Men series that you just got to clean up and do something with later, you know?
Right. And that's not Disney's style, and I don't think it's really Sony's style either. Although, I mean, excuse me, I am super impressed with Sony anyway, but I mean, the part that gets me in the trailer is really Bugle, right? Like, I'm curious to where Venom is taking place. Is it taking place in the same time frame Raimi's Spider-Man series?
It can't, because Venom was already in there with Topher Grace.
That's right, Topher Grace. That's right.
So this has got to
totally
be
forgot about that one.
Either the Andrew Garfield, or it's got to be the Tom Holland, or it's got to be maybe a different verse. But it can't be the Tobey Maguire, because you already had Topher Grace.
That's right. That's right. I totally forgot about that. So maybe this is just paying tribute to the Sam Raimi trilogy, and that's kind of what they're going for there. So maybe I'm a little too deep in. But
I mean, who knows?
I don't know. There's.
But didn't they say, though, that Tom Holland was going to be in Venom 2? Like, wasn't there? Didn't they say that there was going to be some type of crossover between Far From Home and Venom? Like, there was going to be some type of connection, not to the MCU, but between the Tom Holland Spider-Man and the Tom Hardy Venom, right? Am I mistaken? Did I dream that up somewhere? But didn't they say there was a connection there?
No, I think when they announced Venom 2, I think that's when that came out. I haven't heard anything from that. The only thing I could see is maybe they do an after credit scene that, you know, kind of brings the two together, and then Venom 3, because this is going to be a trilogy, you know, maybe Venom 3 will introduce, you know, Tom Holland Spider-Man with Tom Hardy Venom at some point. Maybe they team up to fight Carnage, man. Like,
I almost wondered, though,
the directions that they can go.
I feel like this is going to be a one-shot pony with Carnage. I think Maximum Carnage is it. I think from here, I think the next movie is the other symbiotes. Because you have so many different symbiote suits.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Sage, you've got Anti-Venom, you've got Agent Venom. Like, do we see an evolution of Venom turning to Anti-Venom? Do we see, or not Anti-Venom, but Agent Venom? Do we see Anti-Venom coming into play? Do we see, Phasma or Phasm? Like, there's like several different symbiotes, and it creates several different, like, Venom-esque characters. And, like, it really kind of opens up to where does Maximum Carnage, like, lead into all of a sudden we see the rest of them, which I think that could be cool, because I don't know that you can do much with Carnage in just two movies. I almost feel like that's something you could spin off for later, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. I don't see them bringing any other symbiote into the equation unless we see Black Suit Spider-Man. or symbiote Superman, if you will. It would be, I don't know, man, it would be difficult because then you go off different versions of Venom and there's so many different story arcs for those. I mean, you would have to have almost like a Star Wars 9 movie, you know, extravaganza, I guess, for lack of a word, because I'm brain dead right now.
Unless you did like a couple of the most popular ones, right? And you had it be its own movie, because a lot of the Venom storyline is the other symbiote suits and fighting, and you find out that Venom, it's like his brother and his father, or like they're all related, like they're aliens that are related. And they all have different viewpoints, and some are good and some are bad and some are downright evil. And some are just like an anti-hero. They don't really care one way or another. And so, like, you could almost take the more popular ones, throw them into a movie, and have that be the end of your trilogy. And then you've had Venom, you've had Maximum Carnage, and now you've got the symbiotes. Like, I don't know. Because then you could always bring those and tie those into other Spider-Man movies. And you can reopen up the Marvel Universe and bring kind of Venom, Carnage. Like, you could start bringing in, tying everything together. I don't know.
Yeah, but do you really, if you're Disney, do you really want to go after Sony's done? Do you really want to go in that direction? I think the majority of the people, and I'm included, I think I would rather see a Spider-Man Venom team up more than I would rather see different versions of the symbiote. You know what I mean? Like, so I wasn't going to go here because I know you haven't read them, but for those of you that do read comics and follow like King in Black, right? Venom plays a major part in King in Black. You know, and I won't give away anything in case you have read, but that could be another storyline too, right? King in Black is basically the head of the symbiotes. I mean, he's like a god. I mean, he's the all being of the symbiotes. And so in the books, I mean, essentially you have every single Marvel character almost teaming up to go after King in Black. Like, he just destroys people. I mean, you're talking X-Men, you're talking
but hang on,
Guardians, I mean, you name it.
But I mean, if you're Disney, would you not want that? I mean, look at what they're setting up. They've got the Eternals coming in. They're setting up these other wars. This Sony thing, it's going to take a few years for this to happen. So you think of what they're trying to set up for Phase 4. When that ends, what's the next bad guy? What's the next that could play into like the next section? That could play into
and that's what I'm saying. So that's
the Fantastic Four coming
exactly,
in.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like that, this, the King in Black storyline, I would love to see on screen. You would literally have every single Marvel character on planet Earth in this film. You know, so I don't technically know how they would do that, you know, because technically right now Iron Man's dead and Iron Man is actually in the comic, but
they could do some recasting and adjusting.
That would be, yeah, but that would be the direction I'd like to see. I don't necessarily see the different types of symbiotes and all that in future movies, but you know, nobody fucking asked me, man. I'm just talking about it.
I kind of want to see Anti-Venom. I really want to see Anti-Venom.
Yeah.
Because I think Anti-Venom is a very intriguing character, because Venom is not a hero. Like, Venom's an anti-hero.
Well,
he's not a bad guy. He's an anti-hero.
Okay, right, yeah. So what's Anti-Venom then? I don't even know that I'm familiar with Anti-Venom.
So Anti-Venom is more of a hero, and he's more of like a white symbiote, and Carnage is definitely a villain. Venom is an anti-hero, kind of like Deadpool, And then you have Anti-Venom, which is more of like the hero type.
Okay.
And so, because he's supposed to be the opposite of what Venom is. Like, and it makes for a very interesting dynamic on where they could take that. Because Anti-Venom is like also, and I could be way off. I'm trying to think back when I was going through these and reading these. If I'm remembering correctly, Anti-Venom could be very follow the rules, even when it doesn't make sense. So almost like, you know, Tony Stark creating Ultron, right? To where he's trying to do good things and he's trying to follow the rules, but it winds up having negative consequences. So he looks like a villain in some aspects instead of a hero. And I think that's where he follows in some of those storylines. But again, I could be off because it's been a minute since I've read those comics, which I really need to like start digging back into the Maximum Carnage because that was one of my favorite comics way back in the day.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially like this would be Anti-Venom, the white and black suit. I don't know what copyright infringement is, so I'm going to go ahead and take that off of there now. I'm not sure the copyright rules. I should probably read those, but
we're small. But, okay. Like, what are they going to do?
So, I mean,
take our $5.
Right. So, exactly. Here you go. I got five cash. Actually, I'm going to go take it out of Zach's room. I got five cash for you. but I mean, I see probably the Anti-Venom storyline. I mean, I love that white and black suit or symbiote, I guess. But, I don't know. I just want to see it, man. I want it to be here and I'm going to see it in the theater. You know, I just got my vaccination. Like, I want to go see it in the theater. I want to see it loud and in my face.
So let's kind of talk about that, man. Like, Marvel came out with Disney did a big announcement over like what Marvel looks like. You've got Black Widow coming out, which we've been waiting for forever. Final trailer dropped. Looks really good. Excited. You've got She-Hulk that they're filming. That's coming out. You've got Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, which I'm starting to get a glimpse of the true Mandarin from the comics and from the animated series. Like, not this Iron Man 2-3, like, bullshit Mandarin that they came up with. Like, the true Mandarin, which I'm kind of excited about. That's exciting. You've got Guardians, and that's ramping up. That's going to come out, next year? You've got the Marvels, which is going to have Ms. Marvel with Captain Marvel, which is kind of interesting. You've got Doctor Strange.
The Ms. Marvel.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say the Ms. Marvel, I think, just wrapped or filming or production or something. So they're on their way.
Oh yeah, most of the stuff is either in post production, pre production, or in production right now, which is like crazy. Like Ant-Man and Wasp, and that one's kind of in full swing. Guardians is getting up into full swing. Like, just there's a lot. Like, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. You've got Loki that's about to air. Yep. You got Thor: Love and Thunder, which is going to be amazing. Like, it's an exciting time to be a Marvel fan. And it's exciting time to kind of see how they're blending television with the Disney Plus series and with the actual like movies. And so I'm very curious to see how all this plays out the next couple of years. Moon Knight is another one. I think I am the most excited about Moon Knight because what's Oscar's last name? He played Poe Dameron in Star Wars.
Yep.
He also played Apocalypse in the Fox X-Men. Him playing Moon Knight.
Yep.
And to get the Moon Knight character, like, I'm excited about that more than anything else right now, I think.
Are you more excited for that than you are Morbius with Jared Leto? Because I'm super stoked for Morbius, man.
Okay, let me split this up. I can't wait
to see that on screen.
I'm more excited about Morbius from a Sony perspective. Even more, man, that's tough. So this is where it gets tough. Maximum Carnage, and Morbius, like what those two bring in to the Spider-Man universe, like Morbius brings in Blade, Punisher, all these other things that can come into play, which we already started seeing castings and stuff for, like Carnage, what it's going to bring into Venom and different things. Moon Knight, which I'm wondering what they're going to do with Moon Knight from that series and where it will go, because that's a big name actor for a Disney Plus series. I feel like he's had some leading roles and he's had some really big supporting roles. So you cast him in a Disney Plus series, like I feel like that they're going to do something with him. Like he's going to tie into some things.
Is Moon Knight going to be a series? I thought it was going to be a movie.
No, it's going to be a Disney Plus series. Isn't it? Did they change that?
Hold on. You're right. No, you're right. It's an upcoming television miniseries created by Jeremy Slater and be on Disney Plus. You're right. It's my fault. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a movie.
I know. So, like, I'm kind of excited for that. Like, man, that's stepping up your casting in your Disney Plus game. I mean, Winter Soldier and Falcon, yeah, but they were already cast. And like, the guy you got playing Loki, like, those were already cast. This is somebody new you're bringing in. And the weight you're adding to it. So, like, it's kind of exciting to see where this is going to go. And the other thing is, Disney's kind of working on some animated series, too. So I'm really curious to see if we get some animated series that spawn out of this for the MCU, kind of like we have with Star Wars. Because, like, I mean, there's just so many different directions they can go with this.
Yeah. As long as they don't do a WandaVision, I'm good.
This is what I will say. WandaVision has the potential to be kind of like the Rogue One of the Marvel Universe, depending on what happens with Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, and future things, like how it ties into everything. Right. If it brings out Mephisto and some of these other characters that they hinted around into WandaVerse or WandaVision, WandaVerse.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, then maybe it was worth going through because there's a payoff. But right now I'm feeling empty. So they better do something. Otherwise, like, I'm still irritated about that. Falcon and Winter Soldier was great. Yeah. The ending was great, man. Getting US Agent.
I still haven't seen the end.
Oh. Yeah,
I haven't seen Falcon become Captain yet. I read it in the books.
Did you see the suit?
Way, way back.
Did you see?
I did see the suit. Yeah, the suit's fucking
it's
dope.
Spot on.
It's dope.
It's spot on. Like, I was expecting some like incarnation of the suit, not the actual suit. I was like, that's the suit from the comics. Like, holy hell. Like, I'm sold.
Yep.
And they could not have picked a better person to become the new Captain America.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his name? Mackie? What's his first name? I loved him. I loved him in Altered Carbon, and just like several of the other roles he's played, I loved him as Falcon. I thought like perfect Falcon, but then because he's got that wholesome all American look, kind of like Chris Evans had for Captain America, and then you transition him into that role. Yep. Like they did a really good job with him. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
Such a great guy too.
I agree. Yeah. No, that's it's going to be cool to see him on the big screen as Cap, I think.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I think that's really when it'll, for me, that's when it's really going to hit home. But I was really stoked to see him finally take the shield. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and then US Agent, you know, you finally saw when he crushed the skull with that guy.
Wait.
You finally
there's
saw
more
him really
stuff.
Come to fruition.
You got to watch that last episode, man, because there's more stuff in there that you're just going to be like, holy cow. Like, Falcon and Winter Soldier had the same payoff to me that Mandalorian had at the end. Like, it was like, all right, this is what I wanted.
Oh, no kidding.
I wish WandaVision did this.
Wow.
It just tied so many ends together and just opened up everything. And it was like, now you see, okay, where you want to know where this is going to go. With WandaVision, it's like,
right,
meh. Like, okay, and like, what? We got a book.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the way I felt watching too. I was like, bleh, you know, whatever. But now I'm excited to see where they go with Falcon and Winter Soldier. Hopefully we get a season two out of that or a movie. I'd even love to see a movie with just the two of them. I think great.
And well, they said there's not going to be anything else. Like, that's it. But now I understand. And since you, I can share this because this won't spoil it for you. Since you know that he's Captain America now, there can't be another Falcon and Winter Soldier series. So when they said this is it, like, I was like, what do you mean this is it? Like, this is great. But now it's like, okay, are they going to do a Captain America Winter Soldier type of thing? Or like a Bucky Winter Soldier type of series. And I think like it won't ever be Falcon and Winter Soldier because he's not Falcon anymore. But what it can be,
right.
I'm kind of excited. So like, will they have other series with those two in it? You know?
Yeah.
I see what you did there, Disney.
And I think
very deceptive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well played. I mean, well played, man. You know, Disney's the shit. And they, you know, they took a lot of my money over the years. A lot more than you care to tell everyone. They took a lot of my money. But no, there's a lot of good things on the horizon, man.
There's a few things we even missed. Eternals.
Oh.
Eternals is going to be a big one. And people are probably
Eternals
like,
looks good.
What the hell is Eternals? And like, and I don't think they're going to have but like one movie. I don't think it's slated for like four films. What's cool is you've got basically everybody from Game of Thrones is playing an Eternal character, basically. You get Kit Harington. You've got, who's the other one that played the Red Wedding? They get slaughtered. Played his brother. The King of the North.
I couldn't tell you his name.
He plays a character in it, but like it sets up so many other storylines that it's one of those movies like, okay, I want to watch it just to see what it opens up.
Yeah.
Black Panther 2. Fantastic Four is coming. Blade's coming. Miss Marvel, The Marvels. Hawkeye is another series that we're going to get. Ironheart, which you were talking about, Tony Stark's dead. Ironheart is like the female version of Tony Stark. That'll be interesting. Secret Invasion. Armor Wars. Like, Secret Invasion and Armor Wars, I think, could be catalysts for some major epic moments in the Marvel Universe to, like, have everything come to a head and collide. It could really be catalyst thing, just like, you know, the original Avenger movies were with, like, the Avengers, Age of Ultron, that led to Endgame, right?
Yep. Yeah, what really intrigues me is Secret Invasion, right? I mean, I read the comic series. And it was awesome. It was awesome. So, you know, it'll be, and again, it involved almost every single Marvel character, you know, to fight one common enemy. So if they can do that, that would be epic. That would be epic.
Well, and they did show,
I'd love to see it.
They did show Samuel L. Jackson up in a spaceship for Secret Invasion, like teasers already. To tie everything together. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Oh, okay. Another thing is Deadpool 3 was confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That,
and I believe it's rated R.
It is. Hugh Jackman is even lobbying to come back and be in it, which I think would be an amazing send off.
Yeah.
I also hear Disney's working on using Deadpool in every movie going forward, kind of like Stan Lee, but they'll do like after credit scenes and stuff for him to clean up the timelines or little like Easter eggs with him in it, where he's cleaning up the timelines to tie all movies past and present together into the MCU.
Yeah, I know. The last I heard, they were working on a contract for Ryan Reynolds for a big, you know, a big MCU deal. So hopefully we see that, but I want to see him in an actual MCU movie. I don't want to see a post credit scene.
Oh,
maybe,
no.
Maybe later, but I want to see,
supposedly his deal is supposed to include X-Factor, X-Men, and an Avenger movie on top of all the other stuff. Like, he would actually do several other movies where he's playing in them.
Yeah.
And so, like, X-Factor, I think we've already had teasers, right? Let's, like, in Deadpool 2, yeah. we teased it. Deadpool 3, like,
yep.
do we see X-Factor form fully in Deadpool 3? That's my question. And then is the next movie he does
the X-Factor? The actual X-Factor.
Yep. And then does that go to shit, which then leads him to join the X-Men, bring X-Men into the MCU, then he joins in the Avengers, and then he's like, screw this, I'm back on my own. This is just too hard. I could so see it going that way.
Yeah. It would be great. I would love to see that. I just want to see more Ryan Reynolds. I mean, the guy's amazing. Deadpool, absolutely amazing. I mean, I can't, you know, Zach begs me to this day to watch Deadpool 1 and I won't let him. Like, we've got Once Upon a Deadpool, you know, the PG-13 version of Deadpool.
I can't find that anymore. I have to sit there and put it on for my kids and, like, fast forward through half the movie.
For one and two.
I have to, like, fast, because I can't find Once Upon a Deadpool. You can't find it anymore.
It's on Vudu. Go buy it on Vudu for, like, $15.
Is it?
That's what I did.
I'm a cheap ass. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about it. I don't know. I fast forward to half the movie. Like, all right, kids, close your eyes. All right, yeah, you can open them. All right, wait. Close your eyes. Okay.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay.
There's too many scenes in Deadpool 1. There's too many scenes that are not appropriate for the younger viewers that I wouldn't even attempt. In Zach's 10, I wouldn't even attempt to fast forward through them. I just don't let him watch it.
I've got a marker that tells me when they start and stop and what times, so that, like, I'm like, all right, close your eyes, kids, and I fast forward through the markers.
Okay.
It took some time.
Good idea.
Well, did I ever tell you the story of how Deadpool became my oldest son's, like, favorite character?
No, I think so.
I think I could tell the viewers this, because, all right, here's some shenanigans. Okay, guys, this is shenanigans. So Deadpool is about to come out, and a buddy of mine sends me the Deadpool trailer. And, like, okay, I've had a kid for a couple years now at this point. Like, Dominic's, what, 3 or 4? So he's, like, 3 or 4 years old. And so I have forgotten what a Red Band trailer was. I'm used to pulling up IMDb.
Ooh.
IMDb, and I watch a trailer through IMDb.
Yep.
My buddy sends me the trailer. He's like, oh, it's the Red Band trailer. I'm like, oh, great. We're going to watch this. I pull it up on my laptop. My kid's in my lap, and we start watching it. And all of a sudden, the F-bombs fly, and the blood starts squirting, and my son goes, whoa, Daddy, what is that? Who is that? Yep. And I was like, oh, no. And, like, by then, yep. like, the damage is done. Like, we're already, like, halfway through this, like, 1 minute trailer. And my wife is like, what are you watching? What are you letting him watch? I'm like, it's a Red Band trailer, and I can't get it to pause. And I'm trying to, like, click the mouse and everything. And that's in pure panic mode. And so, like, now my kid loves Deadpool because he watched a Red Band trailer because his father had a lapse in judgment and forgot that there was such a thing. Because I've gotten so used to parental guidance friendly IMDb, and my buddy sent it to me on Facebook, yep. and I just clicked on it, and, you know?
There it is.
There yep. it is.
Nope, I introduced Zach to Deadpool in the comics, you know, because a couple of the comics I have are a little bit older, so they're not quite as bad.
Yeah.
So I introduced him to Deadpool through that, and then when Deadpool 1 came out, like, me and Lisa went and saw it for our anniversary, because I think it was our anniversary. May 15th was our anniversary. So I think it came out a couple of days beforehand, if I'm not mistaken. That's the first we dropped Zach off at mother-in-law's house and we went and watched the movie, and it was great.
Wait.
So when Deadpool 2 came out, what?
Did Deadpool 1 come out? No, I think Deadpool 1 came out in February, didn't it? Didn't come out for Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
That's what it was, because we did the same thing. We hired a babysitter, and that was a Valentine's Day date. It was going to see Deadpool. The wives are happy because it's Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly.
The guys are happy because it's Deadpool.
And violence. Yeah, that's what it was. Not our anniversary. So yeah, that was our Valentine's Day date for the evening. And it was, listen.
Thank you, Ryan Reynolds. Like, you get it.
Let's do it. Yep.
Yep. Leave it to Ryan Reynolds to make that the date.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then when Deadpool 2 came out, I mean, Zach was a little bit older, so he wanted to watch it. And I said, no. And once they announced Once Upon a Deadpool, I was like, oh, all right, we'll do that. So I bought it and let Zach watch it. And then he has just been enamored, like his entire bedroom. I'll have to post a picture next time we do a podcast, but his entire bedroom is Deadpool. I mean, he's got the Deadpool bedspread with pillowcases and the, you know, posters. He's got Spider-Man and Venom. He's got all sorts of shit, but he's a huge Deadpool fan. So one of these days I'll let him watch Deadpool 1, but it'll be another probably 5 years before I let him do that.
So my oldest son, big Deadpool fan, big Archangel fan. And so he's got, like, okay. We started buying him the Marvel Legends, and he's got 5 different versions of Deadpool that builds different characters. He's got Sauron, the pterodactyl, and that, like, sucks up mutant powers. And then he's got Archangel. And his favorite characters are, like, Deadpool, Archangel, Wolverine, X-23. I'm like, man, you're my kid. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. And then my younger son.
I know.
Younger son. Favorite Robin? Jason Todd. And I'm like, and he's like, Daddy, nice. When is he going to become Red Hood? And I'm like, oh. So, like, they like two different.
Did you let them watch Titans?
No.
Oh, wow. You're a brave man.
We're on Doom Patrol now.
Maybe just, I don't know. Are you? I just started Doom Patrol.
Oh, okay.
I'm on episode 1, and it's amazing.
All right, we got to stop this. We got to stop this because we're going to go into like another hour's worth of recording and go into another topic. So,
all right, sounds good.
I think we got to do a DC catch-up then. But, yeah, so we got some exciting news that we can announce, right? I think we can, don't you?
Yeah, man.
So we got a logo. Official, like we're official guys. We get a logo. So we're going to start putting the logo up.
Official.
You may see some changes happening to Misguided Shenanigans. Again, follow us at Misguided Shenanigans on our Facebook, Misguided Shenanigans on YouTube. Subscribe so you can catch every episode via video. If you're in just a listening while you're on your way to work or wherever it may be, we're on Spotify. You know, you can email us at misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com. And we got a website that will be coming soon. We got a logo and some officialness going on. Find us on Instagram and Twitter as well. Again, it's Misguided Shenanigans. Yep. Pretty easy to find. Made it super easy for you guys. So some super cool things coming up. Who knows? You know, Nick, do we get swag? Should we get some swag? Do we have enough people to do some swag?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think right now we got swag. Enough.
Maybe
absolutely.
I don't know.
I think we're gonna work that out.
Maybe
I've already got some things in mind. I think we're gonna work that out.
All right, Nick's got some swag in mind. So everybody loves some swag. Coffee mugs. No, I can't do coffee mugs. Beer steins.
No. No, we're not even. I will just no.
You get a 50-cent sticker and a coaster.
Or actually, I'll tell you what. I mean, if so, you know, Anchor does allow if you guys decide to support the podcast, you could send a couple of bucks in there. That'll help pay for the swag, helps pay for our setups. And things like that. And, I think here in the future, we may join Patreon and things like that to give you exclusive content and stuff like that. That'll be a little ways down the road, but we'll have some solo swag for you within the next couple of months for sure.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, get into some shenanigans and have a great night. And we'll catch you on the flip side.
Peace out.